Dave, first of all, then you've signed the player today, and this is a guy that you've been tracking for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been watching him for some months now, and he was due to come over to Portugal with us, but then Palace nipped in, and we had to wait and see what happened. And basically, you know, Palace couldn't offer him a guarantee that he'd be in the 25 and just yet. So we got him up here as quick as we possibly could, and before they changed their mind or anybody else changed their mind, we got him signed.
Would you say this is a bit of a coup for Sheffield Wednesday?
I hope so. The kid is a talent. He's 23 years of age. He's got loads of ability, and also he's got a lot to learn as well.
How well does he complement, Dave, the other players you've already got in the squad?
Well, he's a target man. He's, you know, competition for Gary and everything else. So he's it gives us another dimension to what we're looking for, what we've got. Something totally different. No, we're really pleased to get him. All the staff are, to be fair. I went to watch him the other night play a game, so I'm chuffed to bits that we've got him.
The one feature that really stands out is the height at 6'6". Would it be fair to say there's more to his game than just being a traditional target man, though?
Yes, a lot more.
What can you tell us about him, then, in terms
he's,
of...
He's got good movements. Very, very good with his feet, left and right. And he links play really well. He can link play very, very well.
And, as you...
and that's one of the reasons. He's big, he's strong, height-wise, you know. He's good in the air, as you would expect. As I said, we're absolutely delighted that we've got him.
And as you've mentioned, he's at a really good age as well. Not at an age where he's perhaps stuck in his ways. He can still learn as a player, but also he's got a bit of experience under his belt too.
Well, no doubt. I watched him 2 years ago. He's only 21-year-old. He played against Aston Villa. He scored 2 goals against Aston Villa in the Europa League, I think it was. So I've known about him for some time. But then all of a sudden he goes off the radar because of certain circumstances, you know. And then all of a sudden his name reappeared a couple of months ago again. So that's when I started to show interest again.
I remember that Aston Villa game, and I remember the first goal he scored was a near post run and he's got on the end of a cross. When I watched your team against Rangers, you were getting loads of balls into the box in that first half, weren't you? Is that the kind of stuff that he's going to thrive on?
I hope so. I mean, as well as the gym, we all hope he is. Listen, honestly, God, Rob, there's more to him than just being a big, tall boy who's going to get on the end of things. His link-up play is very, very good. His movement is excellent, and he's 23 years of age. He's hungry for it. And when you look at our squad, we've got, you know, a good mixture of youth and experience, and he just adds to that. And as you said, he's a good age. He's an investment for the club as well.
And you've done that a few times now. I mean, the Elan deal, that was a good investment for the club. Mikel Antonio a year ago, Reece McCabe, you know, players like that. These are the types of players, I think it's fair to say, isn't it, Dave, that you're trying to bring to Sheffield Wednesday?
Well, and Jacques as well, Jacques Magoma. Again, you know, they're the young player with lots of ability. Yeah, I think the club, you know, many, many years ago were always stable, having a good line of young players coming through, and that's what we're trying to get here. I'm looking for a mixture of good youth and good experience, and that in between where, you know, 22 to 26, 27 years of age.
With this latest addition now, how good do you feel about the options you've got up front?
Well, as I said, it gives us another dimension to our play. You know, you highlighted it, you know, just before that. God knows how many crosses we got into the box yesterday. It's something we have been working on, but we've got other ways of getting into the area as well. But this boy is, as I said, he's not just a big guy. He's a very, very good link-up player as well. And which, you know, you'll see, he's not had any pre-season, So we've got to look at his fitness and see where he's actually at. And we'll be pushing him hard to try and get ready for a week Saturday.
Is there a chance we could see him against Chesterfield at the weekend?
Yeah, there's a very good chance that we will see him. You know, whether we give him half a game or we give him as long as we possibly can. We just got to have a look at him. He's done a lot of travelling round over the last week. So we've also got to be wary of that. We don't want him picking up a muscle strain because he's been sitting around on an aeroplane or a car up and down motorways. But everybody is really delighted that we have been able to just get him without too much fuss, too many people knowing about it. And as I said, I went to watch him the other night and there was about four championship clubs there looking as well, so it was a good time to move on it, really.
One final one for now. Since we spoke last night, has there been any progress on Camille and is he still training with you?
Yeah, Camille's still in the club. We are looking at trying to do something. The club's in discussions with his advisors and agents and whatever else they're called now, and that will be ongoing, so hopefully we can do something there, and I'm sure we would if we can.